Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're on the line with Ashley Miller, the owner of Ashley's Culinary Creations in Lockport. And Ashley, this coronavirus pandemic has obviously wreaked havoc on everything having to do with weddings. And I know you're a caterer for various weddings throughout the Western New York area. And I would love to hear from you. How much has this pandemic impacted you, whether it's from grooms and brides that have had to either cancel or postpone the agreement with you? I would love to hear your story on this.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a whirlwind, I guess is the best way to put it, because, you know, we're trying to keep our business running and, you know, move forward while also trying to console brides and grooms that are completely clueless on what to do because, you know, things are changing every single day. and, you know, we want to be there for them while also making the right decisions to keep everyone healthy, keep things organized. It's been really crazy.
You mentioned how the bride and groom are clueless throughout this entire situation. Businesses are clueless, and at the same time, everyone's looking at the governor's office and saying, what are you doing? And it seems like they don't have a clue what they're doing because they're not giving out any guidance on that. How frustrated have you been throughout all this?
I think that's the most frustrating part, and I obviously, being a caterer, I'm a planner. So I just, from the start, I've just been like, tell us, like, do we not have a wedding season? Do we have a little glimmer of hope? You know, any kind of event season, maybe not large events, that kind of thing. And it's been, really eye-opening, I guess, because, you know, like I was saying, you're your biggest advocate, and, I've been reaching out to the health department, you know, that's my best source of information is what I figure. They're the ones, you know, we want to make happy. So, you know, we got a little bit of information from them, because the Forward website, the New York Forward website that's supposed to give us information, they still had us listed as only, basically we could do delivery and takeout, and that was it. And I said, okay, so is that all I can do? And they gave me a little more direction. And then we reached out to the Erie County executive to kind of get some information, hopefully for a little more direction. And they're saying that July 14th, they're hoping to come out with better guidelines as far as weddings go. I think it's mostly pertaining to catering, hopefully. So, you know, it's either going to be good or bad. I guess it depends on how you look at it. it's been tough because, you know, I'm being told one thing from the health department, but it's not really out there in the general public. So brides and grooms are confused why I'm not allowed to do certain things when restaurants can do certain things. And, you know, it's hard to just make everybody happy and keep everybody healthy, you know.
Where did you hear the July 14th date?
Poland Cars had written, had talked to a event coordinator that I work with, and he had told her, in and around the 14th, they would be coming out with guidelines.
Okay.
So obviously, because we haven't been told anything. So,
okay. So that's Tuesday, and you guys would be getting more guidance on then. And, you know, you're in Lockport, so you're based out of Niagara County, right? I mean, it would probably apply to the same, all of New York.
I'm imagining it's got to be statewide. I mean, it'd be silly at this point to not do something as far as catering goes statewide, because especially something like wedding catering, most weddings have at least a few people who come from out of town, whether it's, you know, an hour away or, you know, from here to the city. You know, and it's, you want to have those guidelines in place. I mean, I have people who still want to have 200 people in 3 weeks and I can't do it, you know, and they're confused because they're like, well, I don't see these guidelines anywhere. Like, I know, but the health department's telling me one thing, you know, so it's tough.
And
you know,
you brought up an interesting thing that I didn't even think about. You know, you are a wedding caterer, but yet There are some weddings that could have, say, up to 500 people. Other people are doing smaller weddings of 50 people, and you're able to accommodate both of those sizes. But obviously, you know, common sense will say that the bigger the wedding party is, the more money that a business like you could get. So obviously, your business is hurting on this. And I know recently you've expanded your business. You know, tell me a little bit about the history of your business and where you were going versus what happened when, you know, your legs got cut out from underneath you.
Yeah, I mean, so we opened, we got our shop last year. We opened a storefront and added on a meal prep service. Basically, I have this beautiful storefront. I want to use it. And, you know, where wedding season is usually May to October-ish for us, which is great. But then in the winter, I need to kind of do something more. And I really love, you know, making food. So I wanted to continue to do that. So we got the storefront knowing that this year I was supposed to have 63 weddings. And we're, what are we, July 11th right now, 10th. And I might have 3 weddings this year if I'm lucky. And, you know, going from what should be 200, 250 person weddings to most likely will be held at the 50 person gathering, I'm guessing, until at least September.
So are and there... that's. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. I'm just, it's crazy to think that I've worked so hard to get where I am and to make sure that, you know, with 63 weddings, you might have a couple that cancels their wedding for whatever kind of reason, you know, here and there, but you don't go from 63 weddings to 3 weddings, you know, overnight like that. It's just kind of crazy.
So do you have concerns now over, you know, whether you can keep your business open? Because I know, you know, you've been a successful caterer for the last several years. I mean, do you think you'll be able to get through this year, possibly even next year? Or is there a serious concern that, hey, this might end?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy because I had kind of thought like, okay, we're going to make it through March, April, May, and then like we'll get it back. You know, even if they're smaller, we'll get it back. And, you know, every month that we just inch more into this, it is concerning because I don't want to lose everything I've worked for, but I also don't want to put me and my family, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt for something that isn't going to go anywhere. Because even if event season starts back up next year, like we're fully booked for next year. You know, we have a few openings here and there, but with everything rescheduling from this year, you know, you have to truckle on and make it till next year. But then, you know, are people over winter, you know, are they going to say, you know what, maybe we don't need to spend that money on a wedding anymore, you know? So that's concerning. And maybe this goes on way longer than any of us are even thinking, you know, they're opening things back up, but, you know, we're kind of stuck in this little bit of phase 4 and it's the last phase, but I think that's because then they don't have to give us something every 2 weeks, you know, and it's concerning. It's scary. I love what I do and I want to continue to do it.
Could you give us a little bit of insight into the negotiations that you're having with your clients that you were planning to do, you know, one of 63 weddings this year, but if it gets postponed to next year, well, you're already booked for that situation. How are you trying to accommodate the clients of yours that have been impacted by the pandemic this year? Is it giving them a refund? Are you trying to postpone it for next year or the year after? Could you give us some insight on it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been really lucky. So in the beginning, a lot of them that wanted to reschedule, we had their dates open. And then a lot of my brides from, you know, August on have been trying to just really hold on. Obviously now I think I have one that hasn't rescheduled yet. And I've just been kind of working with them. If I don't have their date, you know, they're making sure all the other vendors are available. And if they are, I'm giving them a refund because, you know, none of us planned for this, you know, and as much as it hurts me to give money back, I can't take money from people knowing what they're going through and feel good about it at the end of the day. Cause I went into this business loving what I do and I want to help people, not hurt them, you know? So if that helps a little bit, and it also helps that, you know, it's not every single one of my weddings, which is nice.
Right. So if it has a small impact, I mean, let me rephrase that. This has a big impact, on what's happening. But, you know, I'm talking to some people and trying to get an idea of the overall wedding atmosphere. And what some people are telling me, there's one groom that told me that there's a place that is refusing to give refunds. There's another person that I've talked to that says that they're not getting a refund, and now they're contemplating a lawsuit against this place. They didn't mention any specific places, so I'm not sure exactly what it is.
No, but I mean, heard the same thing.
What's your thoughts on this idea that there are some vendors or some venues that are saying, no, you gave us money, you paid for everything, see ya.
Yeah. You know, it's such a tough thing, because I feel like, you know, I understand business is hard, and, you know, we are all going through this. So we're all losing money. We're all just struggling to get through, you know, and hoping, you know, we can just make it work. I think that part of this with, you know, vendors or venues or things that aren't wanting to give money back, I think, you know, they thought we were going to be farther than where we are. So they're like, you need to keep your date. Even if it's less people, this is the day you committed to, you know, that kind of thing. I get it. But I also get it from the side where none of us planned this. It's such a tough position to really see where you're at. And let's be honest, like a vendor such as a venue, you know, they're not bringing in anything right now, you know, they're not probably booking new weddings, not even close to what they were, I'm sure. So to be able to shell out the money to refund people, I'm sure they're panicking. They may not even have it. And that could be as simple as it is why they're not refunding it. It's really because I think a lot of venues I know are telling my brides that they're held to the capacity sizing like restaurants are. And from what I've been told, that's not the case. They're held to gathering size. If you have a venue where you run a restaurant out of, then you are held to the 50% of your capacity or whatever it is. Whereas if you're just a catering facility, just a wedding venue, you are held to the gathering size, which right now we're at 50 people. You know, and it's tough because even if they let us do the 50% capacity, you know, we're 50% capacity with the tables 6 feet apart, you know, things like that, which a lot of venues then still can't meet the 50% capacity. So it's tough, you know. I think without more guidance, stern guidance, it's just going to create more confusion and more unhappy couples and vendors and just so many things. And it's sad because it's usually such a happy business. So it's tough.
Obviously, I wish you nothing but the best, Ashley. You know, as we wrap up this interview here, Ashley's Culinary Creations in Lockport. You mentioned that you recently expanded. Where can people find you? How can they contact you? And anything else you'd like our audience to know about your company?
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. We're in Dysinger Road in the Town Square Plaza. We have a nice little storefront. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, our website, ashleysculinarycreations.com. It's all of our catering and meal prep right on there. You can call us, email us. We're always willing to help. So any information we can do, we will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.